joints here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Oh my, oh my. Hello again, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive. I am your host, Randy Bergen, where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have all of you and all of our friends with us today. If you're in Central Alabama, you've got us tuned in to Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3 in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin. Beautiful, beautiful Lake Martin. And that whole Central Alabama area, glad to have you on with us, as well as our friends along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. You've got us tuned into FM Talk 106.5, and glad to have you here with us as well. We thank you and we appreciate you. Let me go ahead and get the table set, okay? So here you go today. I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a lot of fun today. No question about that. Danny, there it is. That is the softer one, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Hey, at the bottom of the hour on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, we'll have David Musial. Now, he's a PGA teaching professional and GM at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He's a partner. He's on with us all the time. And he will join us for the much-anticipated Golf for Dummies. All right? He always matches a theme song to his tip. And last week's song came from 1969. A little Jimi Hendrix in the Star-Spangled Banner. This week, we stay in the 60s. And it's the most famous boy band ever from England. You know who they are, Dan?
Oh, yes,
that's right. It's the Beatles. The song, are you ready?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, yes. And the song, well, it's my battle cry every time I go play golf. Help. It should be pretty interesting, but no, he'll have that for us. Golf for Dummies, the Beatles, and Help. I'm interested to see what that's all about. In our next hour, we're going to talk with Joel Claypool. He is a representative for Srixon Golf. He'll fill us with great info about Srixon and why you might want to take a look at Srixon if you're in the market for some new equipment. And I'll tell you what, we have got a full lineup for you. We're going to get you caught up on the professional leaderboards. We've got the official world golf rankings for both the PGA and LPGA presented by Rolex for you. The Olympics, did you watch it, the ladies? Well, we're going to have the final results for you if you did not see that. And we're going to have the official Olympic medal count for you presented by Community Trophies in Mobile. We'll hear from a teary-eyed Lydia Ko. Okay, she dedicates her medal to her late grandmother. How about Bryson DeChambeau? Well, he's back in the news. Yep, we'll talk about him in just a little bit, plus so much more. We've got a full show for you. You will not want to miss any of it. Got some golf we're going to give away as well. But right now, my podsy, Danny Spivey. Dan, how you doing, my brother?
Yeah, doing fine this morning. Looking forward to another wonderful show. And I always look forward to Golf for Dummies with David. And it was a pretty interesting week, you know, with the women's golf Olympic final. And I thought that was really, really entertaining. The golf course proved very formidable and some great golf. We're going to talk about that a little bit. A lot of local things going on. But, I just want to publicly apologize on air to you, Randall. I drug you with me down to do one of my favorite things yesterday, down at the beach later in the evening.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Go down to the beach, do a little surf fishing. I'm one of those app guys. I buy apps for everything. Give me all kind of information. Everything that the app was telling me was it was going to be a very productive fishing
day. And you showed
day.
That to me all the way down. You kept saying, look, I'm showing you. I'm showing you. It's going to be a great, when we get down there, man, just get ready.
It's that reaffirmation thing that I have a problem with. But, got down there. It was one of those things, like I compared it yesterday, like we get down there, I compared it to golf, like washing my clubs the night before a tournament, new golf balls, new washing my grips, everything. I got all prepared with my fishing stuff for
new,
you.
New cleats.
For you and I, new cleats, everything. And then you go out, you tee off, and you bogey the first three holes. And we had a we got skunked.
We did. Not even a nibble.
But you know, we were truly blessed, Randall, to be able to sit down there on the beach and kind of make fun of that a little bit. Whenever you're not being very productive, you try to enjoy the surroundings. But met some nice people.
We did.
You know, everybody's so friendly when they come down this part of the country because we are very receptive people. And you and I have those faces that people just like to talk to sometimes.
They almost feel sorry for.
Yeah, they do.
No, we met a gentleman, I guess his two daughters or whatever, from Kentucky.
Yep.
And they were excited to be back down. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place, and we're very fortunate to live along the Gulf Coast. Glad to have you on with us as well. If you're not living along the Gulf Coast, those of you in Central Alabama, come on down. Visit us down here and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful water. Hey, a lot going on in today's show. Do have to say, we want to say hello to all of our friends out of Quail Creek. They've got us tuned in right now. We got several different golf courses that you have us tuned into right now. So Glen Lakes being one of them, Timber Creek, Quail Creek. So hello to all of you. Glad y'all are out there. All of our buddies are out playing today. Mm-hmm. Got the opportunity. Coach Cleveland, Rick Cleveland, who you can obviously hear each and every Saturday morning right here on these same stations for the Prep Sports Report. They kick off at 8 o'clock every Saturday. He and Coach Mark Laster, they'll keep you up to date on everything happening in the sports world, the prep sports world specifically. But back in action now after that knee surgery, and Danny, I told you, he hit the ball pretty good. Yeah. I got to tell you, I kept waiting for his knee to blow out. And literally.
Well, knock on wood on that. And it's so great to have him back out there. I know he missed it, and he had a lot of great support staff, as I know you helped do some things, you know. And it's always great, you know, whenever you go through any kind of injury and you have a procedure done, there's a little bit of downtime. And if you like to stay active like Coach does and the rest of us, you know, we can't wait to chomp at the bit to get back out there on the golf course.
And being hemmed up in a room for weeks and weeks and weeks could make you stir crazy. Yes. We've all experienced that over the last year, haven't we?
Exactly.
Hey, we've only got about a minute or so left in this segment. But I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about the Olympic Games. We watched Nelly Korda get the gold. The young lady from Japan got the bronze in the playoff with Lydia. With Lydia Ko, who Japan got the silver, Lydia got the bronze. Mm-hmm. And Lydia got pretty emotional. We're going to hear from her a little bit later on because she also lost her grandmother this past week. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it kind of tear you up a little bit. Okay, listen to her and that interview.
Well, you know, born in South Korea, you know, Lydia was, but a resident of New Zealand.
Right.
And, you know, in 2016, she won the silver. She picks up a bronze this time. But, you know, just great stuff. And I was very pleased with the way golf was represented in the Olympics. Obviously, you know, it was very great news that the United States took home the gold in both the men's and women's, with Xander Schauffele, you know, winning in the men's division, winning gold, Nelly Korda. They are being supported by her teammates, including her sister, who got very emotional with her sister's win. And just a great victory. And we just hear, before we came on, we watched a little replay of it, of the national anthem, you know, and our flag being raised. And Nelly got a little emotional, you know, on the podium. And as she should, and as everybody should, when you represent this,
put her hand over the heart.
That's right.
And, very much. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. So. And it was a pleasant visual. Let's just put it that way.
Well, as you mentioned, Nelly Korda gets the gold. Monet Inami gets the silver. Lydia Ko gets the bronze. And I'm going to tell you, somebody that was pretty impressive was that little young girl from India.
Yeah.
Aditi Ashok. That was she played pretty well, just one stroke off being a medalist. So
well, and she's one of those. She's going to be a leader in her country for golf, is what she's going to do. You know, India is not well known for
golf.
You know, and you know, so I know her whole country was rooting for her. I was rooting for her too. She played tremendous golf, had a fourth round 68, so she played well. Just fell a little bit short, but I'll tell you what, someone who only hits the ball 220 yards long, she made most of it.
She sure did. All right, it sounds like we got to take a quick time out. The fastest 2 hours in radio, so buckle up. When we come back, your leaderboard update, official world golf rankings, and much more. You've got it tuned in to Southern Fairways Golf Show.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Yeah, the PGA Tour is in a wonderful part of the country, Memphis, Tennessee, for the World Golf Championship FedEx St. Jude Invitational, playing at a very tough golf course, TPC Southwind. Doesn't look too tough right now because your leader is Harris English, who is 18 under par after three rounds. Bryson DeChambeau with a third round 63. We'll talk about him in a little bit. He's two shots back at 16 under par, tied with Cameron Smith, who is also at 16 under par. Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau looking for their third victory in the 2021 PGA Tour season, and Cameron Smith looking for his second.
Well, there you go. The Korn Ferry Tour wraps up from Farmington, Utah for the 2021 Utah Championship. Taylor Montgomery and Peter Uerlein share the lead at one under. They sit, lead by one at 18 under. The European Tour at the home of golf, St. Andrews, Scotland, for the 2021 Hero Open. Scotland's very own Grant Forrest and England's James Morrison have a three-shot lead at 23 under. The PGA Tour is in Truckee, California. That's just a little north of Lake Tahoe. Just on the other side of the... Yep, that's exactly right. For the 2021 Barracuda Championship, they're using the modified Stableford point system, which basically means if you play good, you get points. And if you play bad, well, you get points taken away.
So plus is good.
Plus is good here. Plus is good here. Leading the way, the 29-year-old from Indiana, and perhaps he's got probably, I would say, probably the worst name in golf. Adam Shank. How would you like that? He's at plus 38 right now, 4 points better than Andrew Putnam, who sits at 34. And we're looking around at some of the other guys that are playing there. Let's take a very own Robbie Shelton right now. He's a T31 at plus 20. Branch Snedeker did not make the cut. Our boy John Daly didn't make the cut. Neither did Alabama's Zach Zucker did not make the cut. So we're rooting for Robbie. Come on, man. You can do it. All right. Let's keep looking at all this. That's it. That'll wrap it up for you, all right? The GCGA Tour back in action from Peninsula Golf Club in Gulf Shores on Sunday, August the 15th. Now, you've got time to enter. Go to GCGATour.com for more information and to register. GCGATour.com. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world, as that is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour.
Well, and just a recap, too, of the women's Olympic golf. Nellie Korda, United States, takes home gold. Mona Inami from Japan, great final round she had. She picks up the silver. It was great for her host country. And Lydia Ko picks up her second Olympic medal in so many Olympics as she picks up the bronze representing New Zealand. You know, you were talking about Adam Shank as a name. The only name I can think would rival that if we made up a name would be something like Danny Yips. Or something like that, or
which is a pretty cool name.
You know, it's not a bad name. When you were talking about Adam Shank, mind was going, okay, what's a good name?
You could actually think about that. If you're playing in the group with Adam Shank, okay, this could actually be a defense mechanism for him. Think about this. All right, who are you playing with today? I'm playing with Adam Shank. Hey, Shank, nice shot there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all of a sudden, Shank starts billowing in your head.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happens at some point?
Well, I can remember. I don't know where he grew up playing junior golf, but I can imagine he was probably a pretty good junior golfer, and I could see some local headlines saying Shank avoids the Shanks to pick up junior title or something like that. You know,
and every time he won, he'd say, "Shank you very much."
Shank you very much.
Shank you very much. I know you're talking about the Olympics real quick. Now, Lydia Ko, remember she got in 2016 to Rio. She got the silver there, okay? And remember, NB Park got the gold. Mm-hmm. Shan-Shan Fang, who, I got to tell you, Shan-Shan Fang is perhaps, we'll go back to, and Bobby Hall at Quail Creek will certainly back this, down in Orlando for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Shan-Shan walks around with a smile the whole day, okay? You say hello to her, she's just as happy as she could possibly be. And just a sweetheart. So, but yeah, Lydia Ko gets the second medal for New Zealand.
I'll tell you, I actually watched a pretty good amount of this. It was very entertaining. Of course, I like golf late at evening, so you know, something I enjoy watching. But the young Pettersson, Pettersson from Sweden, I got to tell you what, she's become one of my favorite new golfers. She has a serious temper, you know, out on the golf course. I don't know if you watched any of her.
Got to see a little bit of it.
Yeah, she she liked to bang that putter on the ground and, you know, kind of kick her bag a little bit every once in a while.
A little Tyrrell Hatton-ish?
Little anger in there. Little something going on in that head. And I enjoy watching that, though. I like to see emotion on the golf course.
If you go back and look at some of the guys that have had some serious issues. Pat Perez would be one you got to think about.
Pat Perez, and he's gotten much better.
He has
gotten much better.
John Rahm is one.
John Rahm went through a whole change of attitude in order to get, and I think, you know, also having a newly born has really solidified his demeanor on the golf course a little bit more. He still gets a little angry, but what's the guy? He's on the Champions Tour now. Not John Houston, but there was one, Woody Austin.
Woody broke a. Didn't he bend a putter against his head one time?
Yeah, he did. He banged a putter. He has thrown clubs in the water. He has.
But I'm going to tell you, he's a pretty cool dude, though.
Oh, cool!
He's
cool as they get. You know, he just and his commentary on the golf course is quite entertaining. You know, if you just mic him up a little bit, he doesn't cuss, but he likes to get right close to it.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of self deprecation.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're talking about Lydia Ko just a moment ago, though. And we talked about her getting this medal. She lost her grandmother about a week ago. And she was doing an interview with Todd Lewis, Golf Channel's Todd Lewis. And here's what she had to say.
It's a huge privilege to be able to represent New Zealand and to be able to have brought two medals for New Zealand. I'm super honored. We actually... In our private life, we lost our grandmother within a week ago. And I was, I think, also playing for her as well. Sorry. I just wanted to make our family really proud and our country proud. And to be able to win a medal for them, I think... It means so much, not to me, but to everyone that has been in this journey with me. So this is for my grandma.
Okay. Give me a napkin. Give me a Kleenex. I mean, you know, you can see the emotion there. You can certainly see the emotion there. And try to hold that emotion while you're playing in something like the Olympics. You got to give her kudos.
Well, you do. She's been a world-class player since we've seen her at 14. I mean, you got to realize this young lady, she's only 25 years old, you know, and we have seen her forever, world number one at 17, 18 years old. She's the world's best female golfer. And to hear, and I know I sound like a broken record here, Randall, but to hear her sense of pride to play not only for her family but for her country. And you could hear the emotion in it, you know, and a lot of that stems from her grandmother's passing, obviously. But there's also a sense of pride that you get if you embrace it. And I just remember as a kid growing up, you and I talked about this. The Olympics is something I really looked forward to. And I got to be honest with you, with the COVID, everything else, all the political statements. The Olympics have always been somewhat political, you know, and there's been political statements by, but it's just overboard now.
Well,
it's out of control, and I just don't care to watch it.
Yeah, well, I guess I go back and say, what would New Zealand, what would they say if she would have stood up there and did something political, as she received that bronze medal? Okay, what would China's, what would Japan's, what would Anami, what would have happened if she would have done something political?
Well, exactly.
Okay? And so why do we use that stage? Because it is a big stage. I get that.
Sure.
Okay, but that's not the place for it. Not the place for it. And I got to tell you,
it's a cheap shot.
It's exactly what it is.
It's a cheap shot.
Exactly.
And you know, I don't care if you express it. You know, this is the greatest part of this country is being able to express your opinions. You know, but we can also express our opinions back.
Right.
You know, at our displeasure for it. But I will say one thing. We started giggling because amid the COVID-19 restrictions and regulations implied by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, you know, not every, you didn't have to be vaccinated to be in the Olympics. Now, if you tested positive, then you had to withdraw. You know, and everybody knows that.
A la Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm.
And John Rahm, you know, and then there was a couple others. But, you know, this whole thing with presenting the medals with, you know, the mask on. Now, they did take the mask off and everything like that, but we are giggling because you had to put put the medal on yourself, and we were laughing. Like, what if you won a bronze and you just said, "I'm taking the gold."
Oh, what did you say? What did you say? Naomi, she picks up the gold, and just chunks it in the
lake behind her. You know, on the golf course. I don't know what they do. That'd be kind of I'm glad that didn't.
That
happen.
Would be a
but
statement.
It would be kind of funny. You know, you could say, you know, I don't believe in awards.
Oh my goodness. By the way, Lydia Ko, 21 professional wins, 16 on the LPGA. Let's go ahead and give you your official world golf rankings as they stand. Of course, we can't forget Xander Schauffele. He picks up that gold medal for men's golf. John Rahm remains number one. Dustin Johnson is two. Colin Morikawa is three. Xander Schauffele is number four as Dustin Johnson drops from four to five. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, they switch. Brooks now in sixth place. Bryson DeChambeau in seventh. My man Louis Oosthuizen, he brings in the eighth spot. Patrick Cantlay is ninth. And to round out the top ten of your official world golf rankings, Patsy Weber, Victor Hovland. Yep. Moves from number 11 to number 10. If we go over and look at the Rolex ladies LPGA, Nelly Korda remains number one, which she absolutely proved that in the Olympics. Jin Young Ko is number two, NB Park three. Siyoung Kim is number four. Daniel Kang, who kind of didn't finish quite as well as I thought, comes in fifth. Hojo Kim is sixth. Brooke Henderson, seventh. Minji Lee, eighth. Nasa Hadioka is ninth. And Yaka Sasso is 10th. All right. When we come back, we're going to visit with David Musial, Golf for Dummies. You will not want to miss it. The Beatles and Help. That's next.
Hey everyone, Dan at Golf Carts Plus here. Just like David Musial is helping you keep your ball in the fairway, all of us here at Golf Carts Plus want to help you keep your cart on the course and in the street. We are the area's go-to sales and service destination. We specialize in new Icon Street legal carts and used electric carts. We also do complete service and custom builds. Stop and see us at 22401 Mifflin Road, Foley, Alabama, or give us a call 251-970-1940. We can't fix your swing, but we can fix your golf cart. Golf Carts Plus.
This is good stuff right here. You got to let it groove in, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to let it sit there, marinate for just a second. Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right.
What is it, Randall?
Summer breeze.
Hey, there you go. No, hey, look, that's what we've been trying to do is kick a little bit of that. It's summertime. It's hot outside, okay? And playing a little 60s, 70s, kicking it back just a little bit. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my podgy, Danny Spivey, all brought to you by McConnell Automotive. Be sure to check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the general manager at Glen Lakes, our good friend. He's got Golf for Dummies coming up for you in just a few moments. David Musial. Big D, how you doing, pal?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Danny are doing well today. We've got a nice day of golf at Glen Lakes. Got a good crowd on the course, and I hope everybody gets a chance to play some golf today.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do, and we say it each and every, we've been saying it for the last couple of weeks, if you're going out to play, whether you're going to play golf, whether you're going to go tennis, whether you're doing pickleball, maybe you're going to go fish like Danny and I did unsuccessfully last night, you take some water and hydrate, okay? Be sure and hydrate because it is steamy out there. It's very, very steamy. But always good to have you on. It kind of, was that a little summer breeze, a little seals and crawls, taking you back to 1970? Was that okay? Was that a nice little
stuff.
Intro for
good
you?
Stuff. Yeah, 60s and 70s, 70 summer is what we got going on right now and for our Golf for Dummies. So, yeah, a little smoother for the summer.
Well, I tell you what, let's just go ahead. Let's just go ahead and get into it. Let's see if we can get this kicked off real quick here.
All right.
It helps if I turn it up.
It's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musial.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody.
All right, there you go, a little Beatles and Help. What's our Golf for Dummies, D?
All right, we all need help in our activities in life, and golf is no different. If we don't feel well, We go to the doctor to get help. With someone with letters beside their name, like MD or RN, our teeth hurt, we go to the dentist to get help. Someone with DMD or DDS or one of those letters, but you get the picture. If we want to learn to play golf, we're hit it so poorly that we're having trouble and not enjoying the game, why don't we go see somebody with some letters by their name, like PGA? Wouldn't that make sense? And what does that mean, PGA, by someone's name? Well, it means the golf professional has met the strong criteria of the PGA of training and education to be elected to membership, completing a 3 to 4 year program of 3 business schools on every area of the golf industry, experience in working for PGA professionals, and passing a playing proficiency test that eliminates all upper 70s, 80s, and above shooters from certification. The great Jack Nicklaus asked for help when he was a young junior golfer at age 10. He reached out to PGA professional Jack Grout in Columbus, Ohio. Grout worked with Nicklaus throughout his career, instilling the importance of a great grip, perfect setup, alignment, dynamic balance, and a steady head through impact. These strong fundamentals made Nicklaus the greatest, and these are the core of great ball strikers today. So if you want to learn the game, or you want to make your high school team, have aspirations of playing in college, or maybe get a scholarship, or just want to break 100 for the first time, get help from your PGA professional. Sun Lakes offers individual programs, father-son lessons, husband-wife group lessons, ladies' clinics, and the largest junior golf league in the area. So get help, and you will be glad you did. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
That was pretty good right there. I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm reaching out saying that was a top five right there, Dave.
That was a top fiver. That was a top fiver. And you know, David, it is so interesting in this day and age of social media. And I mean, you go to YouTube and you can say, okay, I'm slicing the ball right, and you can pull up 440,000 videos on how to correct it. But you know what's so important for people to understand? You know, I had this conversation with some junior golfers not too long ago. They were talking about, you know, PGA versus PGA Tour. And I was talking about becoming a PGA member and what you have to do. And to add to what you're doing, not only the business schools and everything and the internship, if that's what you want to call it, under a certified PGA member, but you also have a player ability test. So, you know, you have to be a proficient enough golfer in order to get a certain certification in the PGA. And that's very important to me. You know, you don't have to be a tour player to be a, you know, an instructor or, you know, PGA member or anything like that. But it's just very important. And the fact that you brought up Jack Grout is so near and dear to my heart, you know, growing up in Columbus, Ohio. And I can tell you one thing, the 5 things you just listed, including a good golf grip, you know, a good address, being, you know, keeping the head stable, those are things today at my age and maybe 1,000 golf tournaments that I've played in that I still maintain practicing to this day. And that just shows you the importance.
Yeah, those are things that great ball strikers all do. And I love hearing about that. That was Jack Nicklaus's only teacher, you know, Jack Grout, and those fundamentals that he gave him early in the game that stayed with him throughout his career. And, you know, we want to get help from PGA professionals to help us to be better players. And PGA professionals are out there to help you and to help grow in the game. And we're just glad to have the junior golf support in this area with a number of different programs for, you know, for players to play the game.
Well, there's absolutely no question that you do a great job down there at Glen Lakes. And folks, we're visiting with David Musial, General Manager, PGA Teaching Professional there at Glen Lakes. You can set up a tee time. 251-955-1220 is how you can do that. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. The track is a very interesting track, one that's not, it's kind of unique to the area. You've got, we call it the dunes to start off with. They get you, it's kind of interesting. Not too many places that you play around here has that. The moguls and all of that, Dan.
It certainly gets your attention. Now, David, I have one thing to ask you. If you were to put initials behind Randy's name, you know, some kind of survey, what comes first to your mind?
I'd say EE. Was it expert in everything? I don't know.
E-square. There you go.
E-square.
Radio RC, oh, radio goodness. Celebrity. Yeah, one of those.
Oh, my goodness. David, you're a mess. Hey, look, all right,
I have to shout out to my youngest daughter, Ellie, and my son Brooks, who are both watching me while we're doing this. Give them credit that Ellie is now a huge Beatles fan. And she is one of the creators of a couple of these Golf for Dummies that Why Do You Wear a Glove on Your Left Hand? and Brooks was the creator of the Golf for Dummies that do golf shoes really matter. So I want to shout out credit to our dummy staff.
You got to give credit where credit is due. So we certainly appreciate their input on that. Before I let you go real quick, all right, we're about you're less than a month away. All right, let's turn to football for just a second. Clemson's going to open up. They're going to open up in the SEC with Georgia. All right, that'll be on September the 4th in North Carolina, Bank of American Stadium. Okay, neutral little ground there. How do you see that playing?
I think that Georgia's going to beat them. I think that that is the one game that Clemson is going to have to win to have a signature win, and I don't think they can do it. I think that Georgia's going to be tough. I think they're going to come out gate strong with them, and I think that they're going to beat Clemson in a close game. And I think it's going to hurt Clemson if they lose that game because the rest of the season, you know, there's not much to it.
Well, there's really not. I mean, if you go through this, if you're a Clemson fan, let's just kind of run through this real quick. And Danny, give me your input. All right, they'll take on Georgia, then they take on South Carolina, Georgia Tech, North Carolina State, Boston College, Syracuse, Pitt, Florida State, Louisville, UConn, Wake Forest, and then South Carolina. All right, so I mean, I said South Carolina State in the second one, not South Carolina. Mm-hmm. South Carolina State in the second week. And you wrap it up with South Carolina. So, I mean, whenever you look at it, it looks like it could be a fairly...
It's weak.
It's just a weak schedule. I'm just go ahead and call it like it is.
Just call it like it is.
Weak schedule.
Well, and David, let me ask you, you know, this too, with the fact that, you know, since we're all such good, you know, big college football fans, Texas, Oklahoma are going to join the SEC at the end of, I believe, 2025 after their Big 12 media contracts expire and all that. So you're going to have those two. You're going to have a super conference, probably add some more. You think the ACC is going to pick up some extra teams?
I don't know. You know, you look at it and you see that, you know, the brand that Texas and Oklahoma bring, that, you know, it's hard to keep them away. I mean, the popularity and the money that's driven by those programs. You just kind of look to see, was Florida State and Clemson going to bolt out of the ACC and then try to jump in the SEC also? You know, there's been talk of that. But, the ACC is going to have to bulk back up again in some way, shape, or form with Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC. But, you know, it should be interesting to see. Gosh, there's going to be so many good teams in the SEC.
I'm excited to see how happens. I'll tell you what I'm really excited about seeing is what the results are going to be with this NIL, okay? How is that going to play with these top athletes, the medium athletes, and then the lower-tier athletes? How do you keep that teamwork in here? Will it be a problem? Will it be absolutely, don't even worry about it, it's going to be okay? Or do you really start seeing some team breakups?
Well, David,
that's a good question. Yeah. You start looking, see, you know, the big stars that start to be up, you know, get those incentives where the other ones that don't, lower tier does not. That should be interesting to see. Kind of like the CFL where the quarterback makes, you know, 10 times as much money as the rest of the players on the team. But I don't know how that's going to shape up.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking at this outside the box, and you know, it's we automatically think about the best athletes, but we also need to take into consideration the most marketable ones. And if you're 15, 16, 17 years old right now, and you're getting ready to go to college, or you are proficient in a certain sport, if you aren't updating your social media, trying to get followers, posting things on Instagram that you can bring to the table as a negotiating factor with some of these marketing industry people when you go to college, you're falling behind, because I can guarantee you it's happening on a wide scale right now.
No, I guarantee you.
Let me just say this real quick. We'll let you run. But I got to think that if you start seeing a lot of sacks, okay, that's probably going to be the answer for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, but we'll see how that goes. Hey, Dave, as always, man, great to have you on with us. Great Golf for Dummies. Look forward to talking with you again real soon. And, folks, set up a time to go see David out there. Be sure and tell him we sent you at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. David, have a great weekend, my friend. And if you go out and hit them, stay hydrated.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support. And everybody get out there and play some golf. Thanks, guys.
There you go. David Muser, General Manager at Glen Lakes. Go check him out for sure. Hey, we were talking about the Olympics. You know what? We're going to be taking a time out here in just a moment. What is the medal count right now? What's the official medal count in Tokyo?
Give it to me.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's look. United States right now, 39 gold medals, 41 silver, 33 bronze, puts them at 113 total medals. China in second has 38 gold, 32 silver, 18 bronze for a total of 88 medals. Then Japan, 27 gold, 14 silver, 17 bronze, 58 total. And Great Britain has 22 gold medals, 21 silver, 22 bronze for a total of 65. But how about ROC? They've got 71 total medals, 20 gold, 28 silver, 23 come in the color of bronze.
There you go, baby.
All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we've got more for you. We're giving away golf right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Don't touch that dial. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with my podsy, Danny Spivey. All is brought to you by McConnell Automotive. Check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them prove to you why they are number one. Glad to have you here with us. Going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. But, Dan, we got to get back into golf. We got we slipped into to a little football, which we're all getting excited about. I know down here along the Gulf Coast, there's a big event that's going to happen. I'm going to pull up the details here in just a few moments, but from a high school standpoint, and I should have had Coach Cleveland on for this, but Phillip Rivers, now the new head coach for St. Michael's in Fairhope, will have his first high school game, okay, as a head football coach, and they're going to do that because St. Michael's does not have a stadium. They'll be playing that over at Fairhope Stadium. So the guys have been over there just, I mean, they've been busting. You're going to have ESPN, Fox, you're going to have all of them, all the Sports Illustrated. I mean, everybody's going to be here, okay, for that game. Should be in good shape. The field should be in great shape. Mm-hmm. And it should be a very fun-filled atmosphere in Fairhope. And I think that's on Thursday night.
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, just you know, the story of how Phillip Rivers and his beautiful, large family ended up in our area in Fairhope is really great, great stuff. You know, it's just a testament to how wonderful it is, you know, in our area of the country. And, you know, to bring, you know, not only bring his talent, but also his mindset, his education, his faith, you know, to St. Michael's and its football team is such a wonderful thing. You know, he's really making his way at home in this area, and we're so excited to have someone of that notoriety, I guess, and notoriety in a good way. Huh, Randall?
No, I agree. I agree completely. I certainly do.
Now, I do have one thing I want to talk to you a little bit about as we get back to golf a little bit. Of course, TPC Southwind is the host golf course for the FedEx St. Jude WGCC event right now on the PGA Tour. One of the guys in, right there in the mixed thing, Bryson DeChambeau, we talked about him. He's two shots back, tied for second. Well, you know, Bryson had a tough week about the last 10 days. You know, Bryson just kind of
keeps falling in it.
You know, after tested positive for COVID-19 when he was over representing the United States and had to withdraw. You know, he had to give an interview, and of course, he mentioned, basically stated, "I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm not going to get the vaccine, I don't need to get it, and I'd rather it go to somebody else, okay, who needs it." Okay, now all that sounds great. Well, obviously, you know, the CDC, you know, chimes in with this and says, you know, there's plenty of vaccine. There are no vaccine shortages. There was vaccines available to the Olympic athletes if they wanted them while they were there and this, that, and the other. But a lot of, you know, I mean, I understand some of the Olympic athletes not wanting the vaccine. It's obviously a choice. But with all the training they've done, we don't know any adverse effects for these top green athletes. But the thing I want to get to is besides the COVID thing is, Bryson, as far as he hits it, tends to he hits it off the map sometimes, you know, and he's gotten in this incredible habit. Now, it started at the U.S. Open, and it just kind of keeps going forward a little bit. When he hits a tee shot, he doesn't like to yell that four-letter word that you're supposed to yell. Not that
the four letter word.
The other F word.
That you just said it right there.
Four.
F-O-R-E.
F-O-R-E. It's common now that people have gotten, spectators got back on the golf course, you know, even at a tour level, you know, when you hit it off the kilter a little bit and you blow it towards, you know, some crowds, you're supposed to yell for. Well, he did it a couple times. He took a little blasting from some fellow pros, Richard Bland from the European Tour, which, you know, whatever. He can say whatever. On his Twitter feed, Bryson plowing it into the crowd again off the tee and no shout of four. Maybe it needs someone to get seriously injured for him to learn. And Eduardo Molinari basically says the same thing. How can you not yell four? You know, but he's kind of so disgusted at the shot and not releasing at the right time and the mechanics of it that his brain doesn't function that way, I think. But he's going to have to say something, or somebody on the tee box, they're going to have to put somebody with him, because if he keeps hitting it as hard as he hits it and blowing it offline into some of these crowds, as crowds get back into action at some of these big events, you know, golf ball hurts, Randy. I mean, I've been hit several times, as you could probably notice. I got hit in the head one time.
We just got
that
Paul,
explains something.
We just got Paul Harvey right there.
Yeah.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
No, it does. It absolutely does. And as hard as he is hitting, as you mentioned, and it hits you, it's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to leave a mark. And I guess I just don't understand, as smart as Bryson is, as competitive as he is, when you hit a golf ball and you know it's going toward fans or an area that could hold fans, why you don't scream four? Okay, I can't comprehend that. What stops you? What stops you from saying that?
You know, the only excuse I'll make for him, and I'm a Bryson DeChambeau fan. You know,
for
that.
Sure.
You know, I like Bryson DeChambeau. I think he's great for the game. I think he's a quirky bird. Every generation, we need kind of a quirky bird in there to redefine some things. And certainly, what he's done, gaining weight, you know, post COVID.
Well, he lost 10 pounds.
This past week, but before that, to increase his distance and all the things he went through in the same length clubs and all the quirkiness that he has, I think he's so inside his head that it's hard for him to externalize. Now, I sound, I'm not a psychiatrist here, but I think he has a problem externalizing the surrounding factors. He's so in tune of what he's doing that any miscalculation, he doesn't even see what's going on around him sometimes. And when you hit a ball off kilter, I mean, you and I do it. My goodness, one of our favorite places, Quail Creek. You know, glad Bobby's back. But I'm telling you what, you better pay attention out that golf course, because there's a lot of
for a lot of reasons.
Right. But there's a lot of back and forth on that thing. And if you can't yell four, then, you know, I mean, I still remember years ago. Remember when we were on number eight and the gang was up in front of us on the green, and I didn't think I could get three wood over the trees, and I just happened to nuke it and power hooked it, and one hopped it up there and almost hit one of our buddies, and it was screaming. Now, thank goodness they didn't take my ball and throw it over out of bounds or anything, and they laid it right there. But that kind of stuff really bothers me. It scared me, and because I've been hit with a golf club and a golf ball, neither of them feel good. And I certainly don't want anything like that to happen while I'm out playing golf. So learn to say that word.
Just part of golf etiquette.
That's just part of golf.
I mean, it's golf etiquette. All right? That's what we do. So what you do? Come on, Bryson. You're better than that. As our buddy would say, you're better than that.
Come on, Bryson. Step up, buddy. Let's have a good day.
Hey, let's take a look real quick. The Barracuda Championship, of course, those guys are a couple hours behind us, so they'll get started. The leaders, Adam Shank and Adam Putnam. Excuse me, Adam Shank will tee off at 5 o'clock, along with Eric Von Ruin, the South African. They tee off at 5 Eastern Standard Time. It's 3 o'clock. Excuse me, that'd be 2 o'clock for them, I believe. Andrew Putnam and Scott Piercy tee off at 4:50. We keep an eye on Robbie Shelton. He'll go off at 2 o'clock our time, which means, 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock our time. So just as we go off the air, Robbie will be teeing it up. We'll be sure to watch that right now at T32. So keep an eye on him. I think Robbie is right on the edge. He is right on the edge of really breaking out.
He just needs to keep his head, you know, down and just keep going. Just keep going. He's doing all the right things. He's making cuts. He's cashing checks. And you just put yourself in the position more and more. And that's what happens. Then, you know, it happens. Let's face it, golf is one of those things, you know, with all the great mechanics you can learn, all these different things, it is a lot of head game. It is about momentum. It's about confidence. And when you're out there, every player on the PGA Tour knows how to make birdies and make eagles and make pars and has most of the shots. But, you know, it's the ones that are confident in executing those.
That, you know what we're going to do? I want to talk about that coming up in the next hour, because you and I had a great conversation on the way back from our non-profitable fishing trip.
Yeah.
Yesterday or last night. And I want to talk a little bit about the mindset when you start going low.
Sure.
All right. I want to talk about that mindset. But going back to Robbie for just a second, you look at what Mobile has created. They've created a lot of great golfers in there. Bobby Wyatt, Joseph Secor, those guys go to Alabama, but they kind of fell back. Where are they now? Okay. You don't see so much. Robbie Shelton, that guy that always stayed under the radar. Always stayed under the radar. I can remember Robbie coming on the show while he was, I think he was a sophomore, maybe a sophomore at St. Paul's. And just the way he was, real quiet guy. But now I think he's going to make the scene. He's going to make the scene.
Yeah, and, you know, Robbie was a great junior golfer.
Yeah.
You know, he was a very good junior golfer, you know, and it's one of those things, and we'll talk more about it, the mindset and the pathway. You know, I don't want anybody getting, you know, any, especially the junior golfers, boys or girls, getting frustrated because, you know, at 13, 14, they're not shooting 10 under par like they're reading in the paper. It's an endurance test, man.
Let's talk about that in the next hour. As a matter of fact, hey, I was going to give away some golf. I failed to do that, so I'm doubling up in the next hour. Okay, as I said, we're doubling down. Okay, we'll double down next hour. Hey, by the way, Joel Claypool, representative for Strixon Golf, he's going to be on with us at the bottom of the hour. You won't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
We're welcoming you to the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen with my podgy, Danny Spivey. Well, I tell you what, we had a fun first hour. And if you're a part of it, thanks for hanging out with us, and thanks for hanging out with us in our second hour. Always want to say thanks to our friends listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama, 98.3 in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega. Man, thanks for hanging out with us. Our friends along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5, and we really, really appreciate you tuning in and being a part of the show. As a matter of fact, I've got to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments because I didn't do that in the first hour, Dan. So yeah. I'm running kind of running behind here. Also, when you hear that right there at the bottom of the hour, we've got a special guest for you, Joel Claypool. He's a representative for Strixon Golf. He's going to fill us with some great info about Strixon and maybe why you might want to take a look at Strixon if you're in the market for new equipment. And we all need to upgrade. I played in the bullpen Saturday out at Quail Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time. Played with Doug and Tripp and Al. But I saw a bunch of people with some clothes probably about 20, 25 years old. Got to upgrade. Got to upgrade.
Probably my biggest pet peeve when I go out and I play, with people. Is the grips. The grips.
The handles.
If you see tape on it. I'm not picking on people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, if you're putting tape on. But perfect, for instance, went over to a golf retailer a couple days ago with Jackson. And his, you know, you've seen Jackson. He's grown. You know, just big. He's got.
He's huge, almost six. Isn't he about? What is he? 5'10", 5'11"?
Right at 6 foot. You know, a little over 6 with his golf shoes on. He towers over me. And but his hands have gotten incredibly big. It's hard to find him a golf club now. He's got a double XL hand. He can palm a basketball with 3 fingers. And so it's hard to find a glove. And I said, but the other part is the grips. I had regular size grips on there. So we went over and we feeling out some mid-size, some jumbo grips. We decided to go with mid-size. And then we had just a wonderful day together teaching him how to regrip clubs and go through that whole thing. And but, you know, everything in the game of golf is always evolving from a technology point. Srixon is doing some unbelievable things right now. Of course, you know, some of our other friends and different manufacturers are just – golf is really progressing for the masses. And it shows the trend, you know, from about a year and a half ago when COVID, when we get locked down and then we're allowed to go outside and do something. Golf started moving up.
Yeah,
you're going to see more executive golf courses around, some par threes, some six-hole golf courses are starting to pop around in the Midwest, which you have 2 par 4s, 2 par 5s, 2 par 3s. You can play it in about an hour. You know, that just hits right in a lot of sweet spots. But it's just really important to understand not only from a strength point of view. A lot of people think, well, gosh, I think from a junior golfer point, we want to get them, you know, outfitted correctly. But we need to outfit people like us too, Randall.
No doubt.
You know, instead, we can't hit X100 shafts anymore. We don't swing the golf club 109 miles an hour, you know? I mean, it's just a fact. So, you know, every once in a while, you know, if you want to enjoy, you know, you don't have to do everything at once. We've talked about this. Just kind of meander around. Go start with your grips and kind of work your way down a little bit. Pick the right golf ball. Wedges are important and the driver's important.
And it really is. And that's when we say, guys, listen, I know we're in the meat of the summer. We're in the meat of golf season right now. But you need to take a look at your equipment. Take a look at your irons. Take a look at your woods. Which golf ball are you using? That's one thing that just drives me kind of bananas is watching some of these folks hit a golf ball they have absolutely no need to be hitting.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be hitting one that they can compress it better, low compression, and they're hitting a very high compression ball, and they want to know why their ball goes nowhere. All right. Find the right golf ball.
Yeah.
Look, you can actually go to Bridgestone right now, one of our great sponsors, not only of golf balls but of golf gloves here, and maybe we can get a big golf glove for Jackson. But you can go on, and you can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and you can actually do the V-fit. And with that, just a very easy step, 3 steps, you do it, you send it, they'll send back a ball, a sleeve of balls that they recommend based on your swing, the golf ball that you should be hitting, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Go on southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check it out. The V-Fit, okay? Tiger knows what his numbers are. Why don't you know what your numbers are?
Well, and it really goes down, and I think next segment we'll probably get into this, but, you know, knowing your numbers and all that, you got to have a strategy, and, you know, not only in golf, you know, for your golf ball and everything, but, you know, strategies in how you practice, but more importantly, in strategies in how to kind of live the life that you want to live, you know, and I've always followed certain pie charts. My brother has been a great influence on me, you know, early on when I was in college, and he was able to coach me, introduce guys like Bob Rotella. But, you know, there's more to life. It's you got to look at everything in balance, and, you know, some of the strategies. Find you got to balance, you know, your some exercise, you know, some fun you're going to have, you know, your work schedule, your health, your faith and spirituality, whatever that may be, and your friends, and you surround yourself around people. So all those things balance out. And when you start looking at the game of golf and wanting to get better, you got to look at everything in a piece of pie. How much time am I spending? Do I have the right equipment? Do I have a good grip on so I can hold on to the golf club, or am I buying spray stuff to keep everything sticky when I go out there, which is great because I do both. But, you know, you really got to kind of look at what brings you enjoyment. And if it's the game of golf, obviously it probably is if you're listening to this show. So put yourself in the best position to really enjoy the game, you know, and that is good equipment that fits you. And places that you can play that are going to respect and value the dollar, hard-earned dollar that you earn, that you're giving them, and that give back to you by providing, you know, great hospitality and a great environment and a neat place to play. And then surround yourself by the people you like to play with, and then go out there and enjoy the game. You know, it's not a hard equation, but you have to put some effort to it.
I want to take that a little deeper in the next segment. Of course, we'll give you the leaderboard update coming up in the next segment, but I want to talk a little bit about the mental side of this. And when we're struggling, we can't seem to get those lower numbers. It seems like everything we're doing, we're fighting harder. And we talked about this yesterday, is sometimes we just make this a hard game. We just make it a hard game. When it's already hard enough, but there's a way to simplify it. And it's kind of, whether you're an Alabama fan or not, but it's kind of the Nick Saban process mentality. All right? It's a process. A lot of times as golfers, we try to go ahead and determine what the result is before we even swing. And then during the swing, we're trying to guide that ball to that result.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going through the process and then dealing with the result. And we'll deal with it when we get there.
Well, exactly. And I love talking about this subject, that process. And I know we're getting ready to go to break, but that process leads to, you know, sometimes we don't feel the same way every day.
Well, that's right. That's right.
You know, and that's okay. You just have to recognize it.
We're going to get into that in this next segment. But what I need to do right now is I need for you to dial 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Going to give away a five-pack. We'll do that to the fourth caller, a five-pack to Glen Lakes. That's going to get you and four of your golfing buddies. We're going to take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee. 251-343-0106 is how you can get that five-pack to Glen Lakes. And, of course, go out to our buddy David Musial out there. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, let's go ahead and get you caught up on the leaderboards. I want to talk about two guys also. What's going on mentally with them? Ricky Fowler and Tony Finau. Okay? Why are they not breaking out here? Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about when we get back.
Then everybody be serving like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
Summer music for you as hey man, you gotta love the Beach Boys. I mean, you gotta love the Beach Boys, right?
I mean, really.
Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Podsy, Danny Spivey, and all this brought to you by McCallAutomotive.com. Check them out. Also, we've got some great sponsors like Boudreaux Cajun Grill, the Mitchell Company, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Jason Young, State Farm Insurance, Lake Forest Country Club, and Glen Lakes Golf Club, of course, Timber Creek, and our good friends over at Bridgestone Golf, the official golf ball and golf club of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Glad to have you here with us. Want to say congratulations to Ray Morris of Spanish Fort. You get the five-pack to Glen Lakes. If you hadn't been out there, you're really going to enjoy it. David does a great job out there. There's no question about that. And glad to have him as one of our partners for sure. But glad to have you back. Hey, I mentioned real quick Boudreaux's. Let me just say this. They've got some new hours, so take a note. If you've not been to Boudreaux's, you need to check them out. Best food, I'm telling you, in the area. They are open on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday from 3 to 9 on Sunday, 10 to 3. Okay, so make sure, and you may want to call. They've been pretty busy. You may want to call and get a reservation before you head out there. All right, Danny, we were talking a little bit about the mentality side, and what does it take when we're really struggling? Maybe we can't break 100. Maybe we can't break 90. Maybe it's 80, whatever your number is, but you just can't seem to get to that number. But then when you get to that number, and you go out the next time, and you're at that number again, and you're at that number again. And it seems like, man, now this is pretty easy, okay? Before it gets easy, it's pretty hard.
Sure.
Okay? How do we get past that hardness?
You know, there's probably thousands and thousands of books written on that exact topic, Randall. And you know, I go back to some of, you know, the training I've had. You know, you mentioned, you know, like, for instance, Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler. multiple winners on the PGA Tour, this, that, and the other. You know, and we're always wondering why can't Ricky break out and win a major? Why can't Tony Finau break out and win a major? Well, first and foremost, I just want to explain to everybody, the PGA Tour is incredibly, incredibly hard to win on. And when you start looking at people who've won multiple times, and, you know, let's throw the Tiger Woods and the Jack Nicklauses and even the Phil Mickelsons out, because those are phenoms. Yeah. Those are outside.
Freaks of nature.
Those are outside the parameters. You know, there's a reason there's a World Golf Hall of Fame. You know, those people that are outside that square are in that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, a great book by Bob Rotella introduced, you know, a while back, is forwarded by Tom Kite, but golf is not a perfect game. And it was, like I said, Dr. Bob Rotella, and I believe Bob Cullen was also a co-author with that. But he talks about the game of golf from a point. Let's take a perfect, for instance, Randall, like my last tournament. We were talking about this on the way down to fishing. I played very well, and the game came very easy to me. It was hot, you know, and everything. I found a little groove. When I got up on the tee box, my pre-shot seemed great. Everything felt good. My hands felt good. My target line, you know, because I think of target, I just focus on target. Because if you only focus on target and not anything else, really, then I really think you hit a better golf shot, you know, once you get to a certain level. But, you know, played good that first day. Second day, come out, didn't feel so good. The mind was different. Traffic on the way over there was different. I had too much to eat the night before. Felt different. You know, the body felt different.
Right.
It was a little hotter. So everything's off. So how do you fight through the physical component of that and let the mental game, the mind, you know, kind of take over and bring you back to focus? Well, it's the hardest thing there is. And so, you know, we watch it time and time again. A player on the PGA Tour shoots 61. Do you ever see him follow up with a 61 very often? Once in a millennium.
No.
Zero. Almost a 0%. You know, they usually come back because things tend to happen, you know, and momentum is such a big part of golf and confidence. So what makes you focus better? It's all preparation. It's putting yourself, it's balancing all the aspects of your game and your life to put yourself in a position. Now, you watch the PGA Tour. You know, the way they eat, the way they eliminate poisons from their body as far as extracurricular activities for the most part, the way their workout regimen is all to make their body feel good so it feels more consistent on a daily basis. Then they work on the mechanics part. Then they do some studying and they try to understand the game from the way that makes sense to them. You know, we talked about dispersion cones and the way Bryson DeChambeau looks at how far he hits a driver. And what gives him confidence. So somewhere along the line, if you're going to dissect someone like Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler, who have had success on the PGA Tour, played in Ryder Cups. I mean, what else do you want? What is a failure that we perceive them to be because they haven't won a major? Well, it's hard to win a major. So if there's only four majors a year and you play 10 straight years on the PGA Tour, you have 40 chances. Well, the average tour player who's won more than one victory wins once every 87 tournaments.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about that. Throw Tiger Woods out, one every 9.5 in his heyday, which is just ridiculous. But, you know, so it's just hard. So
But I look at a Tony Finau. You mentioned that, okay?
Yeah.
Tony Finau, he's got one win on the PGA Tour, one win on the Korn Ferry Tour. At what point does he break out? Because he certainly got the talent. Okay, he's got the length, he's got the ability, he can do it. But the other one that just I don't know, and I think everyone has been rooting for, is Ricky Fowler, mm-hmm. who's got nine professional wins, five on the PGA Tour. I think he's got a couple on the European Tour. But why are these guys just not? They've got everything. They've got it.
They got all the tools.
What is not happening here? Is it a mentality side of it? And if it is, mm-hmm. okay, because I think we all know we have the ability. Even us amateurs have gone out and played and shot whatever your best round is, okay? If it's a 68, if it's a 70, if it's a 75, if it's an 85, doesn't matter. Whatever that best round was for you, you know you got the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What stops you from doing it again?
Well, exactly, the mind. the mind and replicating and reproducing that same feeling and not getting caught in the moment. And that's the thing. And that's why we talk about Nick Saban, who we consider, you know, probably the best collegiate football coach of all time. I don't think there's too much of a question there. Not all-time wins, but, you know, as far as coaching-wise. But the process talks about that. Outcome is irrelevant, although it's all that matters. And that's the problem. You know, a lot of times when we think about that, you know, so if you're doing what you're supposed to do, going through your routine and going through all the checking all the boxes and you've practiced all these things, then it just has to happen. And sometimes it doesn't. You know, we look at Phil Mickelson, as great as he is, and it gets harder and harder when you haven't done it. And the years go by and the opportunities get lower and lower of him not winning a U.S. Open and finishing runner-up six times. The cat just won at 50 years old, the PGA Championship. He obviously has the game. What and on an unbelievable golf course, Kew Island, one of the hardest golf courses in the world. But he could not get over the threshold of the U.S. Open and will not, more than likely, unless just a freak of nature happens. You know, but I'd like to say he would win, but where is the mental side of that? You know, how can you be so good and so productive and so successful, but still have one barrier? And it's what makes legends legends, you know, and it'll be studied and perceived and everything from now until the end of the game of golf.
Well, and I think you throw Louis Oosthuizen in there. We've seen over the past year or two. Has the lead going into a major and just can't hang on to it.
You know, the PGA Championship. He should have, you know, that one to John Rahm in the U.S., that was stolen. You know, John Rahm birdied the last two holes. Louis got a bad break on the 71st hole, and it cost him the championship. He did everything right. Up until then, and it just didn't happen.
You know, I think you can take this over to junior golf, too. Okay, and that's what we're talking about with your son Jackson, and now committing and really saying, "Hey, I want to go. I want
to
do what I got
to
do.
I want to play golf.
I want to do what I have to do." You got to start with that mental. I think guys and gals, whenever you go out to play golf, depending on where you're going, if it's just going out to have fun, okay, and just going to go out, mm-hmm. That's one thing. Then enjoy it. Have fun. If you're going out to play in a little tournament, you're going out to play in a bullpen, you're going out with your buddies, maybe you got a little bet going, whatever it may be. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. See it. You talked about target, and I think that's one of the biggest things for me. If I can find a target downrange and really get specific on that target, and the smaller the target I make, the better it is for me. Mm-hmm. If I just say, hey, hit it somewhere in the fairway, it's probably not going in the fairway.
Yeah.
Okay? I got to get specific on it.
You know, and you just hit on a key point, too, and I have this talk with a lot of junior golfers, including my son, is if you don't have the passion to want to have fun in doing, and because you need to have enjoy it.
Yeah.
It can't be a job at 15 or 16 years old that the world is going to end. You know, it's already, you already have enough anxiety being a teenager, and you go out and you want to play good, whether it's to prove to yourself you're good or prove to your parents that you can do it or be appreciative. But, you know, at some point you have to just back off and you just have to kind of enjoy things. You go back to, we're talking about the Olympics. In our heyday, we were watching, you know, we were bringing up respecting our flag and our patriotism, right? You go back into the early 70s and everything, you look at Romania and the Soviet Union gymnasts, especially the female gymnasts. If they didn't perform correctly, you never heard from them. It was a going-on joke, but it's not funny. But it is what happened. If you are trained at 6 years old on, and we see this in South Korean golf as well, if you don't make it, there's an unexpected reality that you're a failure, and it's a tough thing to face.
That's a toughie right there. That's a toughie. All right, hey, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit with Strixon Representative Joel Claypool. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey on on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to them, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, my goodness. Man, he is a mess. You know what? He's really turned on. His game has really turned up a little bit, too.
It's gotten better.
It has gotten a little bit better. So, always good to have him on. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with Apodzi, Danny Spivey. And time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the representative for Strixon Golf, Joel Claypool. Joel, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, glad to have you on board with us. Listen, we have noticed a lot lately. Strixon seems to be popping up, and I really kind of want to get into your golf equipment and folks that are out there that are looking for new equipment. Why they need to put Strixon on that list? Because look, we're playing with guys, and one of our good friends, Robert Palmer, is just a huge advocate with Strixon right now. And let's talk about your irons real quick. Because what makes the difference in them and, say, another brand?
Yeah, so what you'll notice this year is we got four different irons available. So it's very versatile line that we have. We have the Z-Forge blade. We have the ZX-7. We have the ZX-5. And we have the ZX-4. So we're able to cover every single golfer with those irons.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, as you go through here and you look at the different clubs that you do have, not only, and we're talking, you know, maybe more for the amateur, all right, that guy that has a 10 to 25 handicap, these forged irons are certainly going to work a little bit better for them. But the big thing, and I think, Danny, whenever you're looking at a brand-new club, I want to see how that thing sets, how it looks when I'm looking down at it.
Well, you're exactly right, Randy. And I'll tell you guys that these new irons, you know, being my handicap, I really gravitate towards those ZX7 irons, and you're exactly the aesthetics. Not only what they bring, the composition and the technology goes into it, but they are just beautiful golf clubs.
Yes, guys, they are. So, and what's great about those too is, you know, with the higher handicap guys, we're able to offer the ZX4 and the ZX5s. And even with the ZX7s, you can combo any of those sets. They're all going to be a 1020 carbon steel forged club, and they're all going to have that nice, clean top line to them. But what's going to be good is, you know, a ZX4 for that higher handicap guy, you know, he's going to be able to look down at that club, and it's still going to be compact, but he's still going to get that perimeter weight and that forgiveness that he needs. Same thing with the ZX5 club. You know, you got your perimeter weighting. It's a little bit smaller of a club, but they're just going to get that confidence that they need when they look down on it. And what all these irons have that makes them different than, say, some of the competition is the sole. It's called the Tour VT sole. And, you know, that's a proprietary piece that we have. So what we're going to do with that is, you know, that's going to allow that limited turf interaction, you know, when that club's getting down through impact, and you're going to have that better compression with the ball.
Which is so very, very important, as we all know. We're visiting with Strixon Golf Representative Joel Claypool right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dean?
You know, Joel, you just hit on a great point, and because of the segment before you came on, we talked a little bit about, you know, people getting outfitted correctly, whether it's their golf ball, their golf clubs, their golf grips, and trying to put themselves in a good position to get better at the game. And to, you know, by getting better, you're just going to enjoy it a lot more. But, you know, I like the idea of mixing and matching the type of clubs within the manufacturer's brand, because sometimes I want a little bit more forgiveness on that, say, that 6-5-4 iron. You know, I want a little bit sharper of a leading edge on my wedge and 9-iron and 8-iron. And it looks like you've kind of hit, you know, the whole gamut here with this new irons in the ZX series.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, we every day I'll see orders coming in where we'll either see a ZX5 and a ZX7 combo set where you'll get like a 4, 5, 6 in the fives, and then you'll get kind of that 7 through pitching wedge in the sevens, or a lot of times too, we'll see the ZX4s in your higher irons and then the ZX5s in the lower irons for your scoring clubs. But what's great about all four clubs is you're going to get max forgiveness and workability out of each of those categories, and you're going to get the variable grooves throughout the set too. So, you know, you're going to get the more rounded grooves in your 3-iron through 7-iron, and you're going to get the sharper wedge grooves in your 8-iron through pitching wedge.
That's awesome. That is really, really awesome right there. Now, let's turn and talk a little bit about some of the drivers, okay, in your fairway woods. Now, the ZX5 driver, the ZX7 driver, what's the difference between those two?
Okay, so they're both going to be 460cc heads. They both have that classic pear shape to them, and they both have the same hosel settings. What's nice about both those drivers is we offer a flat setting, so the golfer can sit there and look at that club, and it can look more of an open instead of more of that closed look that sometimes you'll see from time to time. But the ZX5, it's your high MOI rear-weighted driver. We put an 8-gram stock weight in the back of it, which is changeable. And then the ZX7 is more of your forward CG lower launching driver that has an 8-gram and a 4-gram weight in the heel or toe on the bottom that can be flipped, but there's also different weights available for custom fitting.
It's a good-looking driver. I just got to tell you, it is a very good-looking driver. I want to talk. We're visiting with Joel Claypool, representative for Srixon Golf, right here on Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Joel, I'm looking at some of the tour players that represent Srixon, and I guess a couple of them that pop out real big: Graham McDowell, J.B. Holmes, Keegan Bradley, of course, Shane Lowry, and then our Masters winner, Hideki Matsuyama. Okay. I mean, listen, you have to be really, really happy having these guys. And there's a whole list, I mean, of other guys, to include a guy from right here in Alabama, Zach Zucker. But all these guys that represent Srixon, that's got to say something to someone that's looking for some new clubs.
It does, you know. And when I'm out there in the field, you know, all over Alabama, people are telling me all the time, you know, hey, I know Zach, or hey, what about Hideki winning, or, you know, talking about Graham or stuff like that. And it's great. You know, there's a couple other guys too, like Sepp Straka. You know, I see him floating around Birmingham. You know, he played at Georgia, and he had a top 10 finish in the Olympics last week. And then you also have, you know, we talked about Matsuyama already, but, you know, he tied for fourth at the Olympics, and he's our reigning Masters champ. Shane Lowry is the 2019 Open champ. And then you got Ernie Els. You got Joe Duran. You got Jerry Kelly.
You got KJ Choi. I mean, one of my all-time
favorites. Two guys that we've recently signed out of Alabama, Wilson Furr and Davis Shore, that are two recent Alabama grads. So that's very exciting there, too. And then also, I don't think a lot of people know this, but Cameron Champ is one of our ball staffers, and he just won the 3M. I think what was that, last week or the week before?
That's really impressive. There is no question that it is impressive. Now, we've only got, we're visiting with Joel Claypool, representative for Srixon. We got you for about another 2 minutes or so. Folks that are listening to us, they say, okay, hey, I am ready to go get some clubs. I want to check these out. Are you going to have any demo days coming up in and around the area, or you can direct folks where they could potentially go and get some Srixon clubs?
So right now, everyone needs to get on the Srixon.com website, or also you can get on the ClevelandGolf.com website too, and you can see where we would have upcoming demo days in y'all's area. You know, we constantly post them on there, and as we kind of go into the fall, those will be ramping up again. And also, you'll be able to kind of see where there'll be dealers on there too, because we got plenty of stores or accounts or golf courses that have the product, and you can go and get a custom fitting at your convenience.
That's really, I mean, good stuff right there. As a matter of fact, I just got on here, and I want to check and see when you've got one coming into this area, and we'll work on that. But, Dan, did you have anything else for Joel?
No, I think I'm good. I'm just so happy that, you know, that you know, such a great product is available out there for our listening audience, and I really enjoy the fact that the irons and the driver and the golf ball has every opportunity for every handicapper to mix and match and enjoy this great game.
Thank you.
And Joel, before you do leave, I will just let folks know, of course, we're in the Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega area, that whole area of central Alabama. And there is going to be a demo day on August the 20th at Timberline Golf Club, just a really neat little golf club there.
Right off the interstate. Right,
exactly. If you'd like more information, 205-668-7888. And you can go ahead and set up and maybe even get a reservation or something so that you can go out and check out these tricks on golf clubs. Hey, Joel, it has been a pleasure having you on with us. And we hope that we can get you back on again. And I'm certainly looking to see if we can't get one of these demo days and try out some tricks on.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, guys, for having me. And everyone, just keep your eyes on that website. You'll start seeing more of them popping up in your area, I promise.
Very good. Srixon.com, Srixon.com. Joel Claypool, representative for Srixon. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. You too. Thanks.
All right. There you go. Great job. Great job right there. And I want to tell you, Srixon is, you better hang on. Srixon's going to be a brand that I think they're really growing big right now.
Yeah.
And they've got a very good product. Okay, and this is just not, I don't think, you know, and I'm not naming anybody, but I'm just saying, you got some of these products out here are just, they're just massive, I would say, for the masses.
For the masses, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Srixon probably is dialing in just a little bit more to that specific fitting.
Definitely.
To get you exactly what you want.
Yeah, definitely from the club point. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, our good buddy Robert plays them. And is very happy with him. And he's a great testimonial to how good those clubs are, you know, because he plays them very well.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Am I just getting something in here? Did a little breaking news here.
What's that?
I think Bobby Bowden just passed away. Well, I think Bobby Bowden just passed away.
Go on.
We will check on that and find out. Wow. Had an opportunity to meet him on a couple of occasions. Just a sweetheart of a guy.
3 hours got his book. Ago. Yep. You are correct.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, they just broke it.
Mm.
91 years old.
91. And he had, you know, we had played golf with his son Tommy in the FCA tournament last year. And had a great talk. And as a matter of fact, had an opportunity to talk with Coach Bowden at the time we were out there playing. And wow, he's certainly going to be missed. What a wonderful, wonderful guy.
He was diagnosed in July with pancreatic cancer. He died peacefully at his house.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Well, rest in peace, Coach Bowden, no question about it. All right. Let's see here. We have got we've got one segment left. We have been just going on. Danny, this has flown by today. This has been a lot of fun.
Exactly. Maybe in that last segment, just real quick, I'll get us updated on some local areas, some junior golf.
Yeah.
And before we get into our caller.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give away some more golf. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show. Man, that is good stuff
right there.
Oh, it is. We got to talk about that. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Putting the wraps on this edition. Man, glad to have you here with us. Want to remind you, on Sunday, August the 15th, we're going to be at Peninsula Golf Club in Gulf Shores for the GCGA event. You have time. You can go on and register, GCGATour.com, GCGATour.com. It'll be a lot of fun. One of the really neat golf courses around. Greens will be in immaculate shape. Anthony Vaughn, the director of golf there at Peninsula, does a fantastic job and just a great guy. Always enjoy being there at Peninsula. But come join us, GCGATour.com. You've got plenty of time to register. Do it, and we will tee off on Sunday, the 15th. So hope that you'll be able to join us for sure.
Well, I'm going to try to do this real quick, cover a lot of information before we get to our phone lines, but quick update on the PGA or WGC Championship FedEx St. Jude Classic at Southwind. Harris English getting ready to tee off. Right as soon as we get off the air, he and Bryce DeChambeau are going to play together. 18-under par, Harris English, two-shot lead over Bryson and Cameron Smith. On the local area, we've been pumping up this. You know, it's just such a great year for junior golf and the area code 251 hashtag. 251 around. Of course, the Jimmy Green Tour Champions have been announced after the BioSteel Championship in the boys 16-18. Manton Davidson took home the tour champion, boys 13-15. That was Thomas Crane. Murray Walker, my man Murray, boys 11-12A. The boys 11-12B was Graydon Newell, boys 10-under A. Price McHenry in the girls division. Kaylee Johnson took home everything in the 16-18 division. Addison Spears in the 13-15. The A division of 11-12 girls, Susan Carter-Hare. Evelyn Lamar in the B division. And boys 10-under, Matthew DeRoy. Man, there's some good hardware turned out. Got a lot of things going on September 18th to the 19th. Over at our good friends at Timber Creek, you're going to have a two-day series event, 36 holes for high school, varsity, and college golfers, both male and female, ages 12 and under. There'll be an 18-hole event. And just a real quick thing, Randy, a couple local junior golfers really been receiving some good achievements. Matthew DeRoy, age 9, from Foley Place, top 10 in U.S. Kids World at Pinehurst.
Wow.
Okay. I think that's David's young guy he works with.
Yeah.
So he finished in the top 10 in the U.S. Kids World
Championship
in Pinehurst,
that is phenomenal.
Buddy. That is so
phenomenal.
Awesome. And a kid I've been watching since he was a 5 foot 10-year-old. Now he's a 6 foot 3, 15-year-old. His name is Michael Crocker from McGill Tulane. One of, in my opinion, one of the best golfers in the state at this young of an age. He's representing hashtag 251 golf at the Gator Invitational, which is in Jackson, Mississippi. It's an invite only. Some of the best junior golfers from the tri-state area are going to be in that tournament. And of course, our buddy John Stubbsy from U.S. Ride. He won the Gordon Smith Junior Championship at Country Club Mobile and was invited to play in the men's championship this weekend. So good luck to John. Been watching him for a long time. Torrey Waters from UMS Ride is leading the overall girls division at TPC Sawgrass in the SJGT event. How about that, TPC Sawgrass? I know the Hallmarks are down there with their daughter. And then Caitlin Foster from Baker, she was recognized in Mobile Bay Magazine as one of the Wonder Kids in the
Wonder
Mobile
Kids.
Area.
There you go.
How about that?
By the way, you mentioned Newell. Newell is Robbie Shelton's nephew.
How about that?
So, there's a lot. We talked about the talent in and around this area. There you go. And it's certainly in Central Alabama. We got a lot down here on the Gulf Coast as well. So there you go. Real quick on the Barracuda Championship in Truckee, California. They'll crank that up a little bit later on. Of course, Robbie, he will tee off in just about 8 minutes or so. But Adam Shank has a four-point lead at plus 38. Now, this plus 38 would be probably something if we were going to take this caller to go play golf.
Yeah.
That's probably where he would be on the front nine, plus 38.
Plus 38.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Bama Tim. Bama Tim, you got 60 seconds. Go on, brother.
Man, you cut me short. Look, first off, before I get started, I'd like to say I'm sorry to hear about Coach Bowden, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their family. But, hey, guys, I'm in a good mood today because we have broken a month, 27 days, 1 hour, 36 minutes, and 34 seconds until kickoff of Bama football. And, hey, I'm really looking forward to Mitch McConnell coming on, his weekly insights into the Tide, and I know he's all tucked in up there where it really counts, Everybody's
let me tell you what
for,
you got.
2021 football season. I know Regina's back there. She's ready for me to do some cooking and do some tailgating. And, hey, maybe we can get Crosby to break out the air fryer and make some more shrimp croutons. Or, hey, what about this? What do pizza rolls taste like in the air fryer?
I did it the other night. That is so funny you said that. You got to watch yourself. They were so good, I lost about half the skin on the roof of my mouth from eating them. So just got to be careful.
They could get very hot, no doubt about it.
With that being said, guys, hey, ESPN has released its preseason top 10, and here they go. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Clemson. Number three, Alabama second string. Number four, Ohio State. Number five, Oklahoma. Number six, Alabama practice squad. Number seven, Georgia. Number eight, Wisconsin. Number nine, Alabama Youth Football Camp. And number 10, West Virginia.
Man, see, now what you're supposed to do right there, Bama Tim, is you just drop the mic and walk off. That's all you do right there.
And say it. Give it to us, baby.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. Lay it on me, brother.
Hey,
that's good stuff.
After we talked last week about Saban's record, I had to do this. I contacted the coach, and he has a reply for you guys. And this is what he said. Randy and Danny, I don't know how to tell y'all this, but I'm not retiring anytime soon, all right? This dynasty is like a Fast and Furious sequel. It ain't never going to end. And it's not my fault, guys. I wanted to retire after that Clemson butt kicking in 2018, but Miss Terry wouldn't let me because she don't want to hang out with me all day. I mean, would you? Exactly. And that's Coach Saban.
Oh, my. Now, see, Tim, now I got to tell you, now you brought it today. All right? You brought it today. I like that. Okay? I do like that. And by the way, let me just mention to you, what you're going to be hearing is when football cranks up, we're going to have not only you'll bring the Alabama updates for us as well as Mitch, but we'll also have an Auburn update. And are you ready for this? We're going to have an LSU update.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to be hitting all that for you. Yeah. So get ready during football season, of course, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. We talk golf first. But you know we're going to talk some football. And yep. Looking forward to it for sure. All right, lay it on me, man. We got to roll.
All right, man. Y'all have a great day. And roll. God roll.
There you go. Bama to you. Hey, he brought it today.
Yeah, he brought it.
Yeah.
He brought it.
Little letter from Coach Saban.
I think the thing we got it. See, you were the producer at that point. You said you got 60 seconds, so he had to hyper-focus.
That's right. He couldn't just ramble on.
Yeah.
You got to bring it all in. Got to bring it all in.
That's our job, to ramble on.
That's exactly right.
He got to bring it.
That's what we get paid to do.
I'm sorry, not paid to do.
Hey, let's do this real quick. I got to give away some golf. David said give another five-pack away, so let's do that.
Well, let's
do it. No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a five-pack away along with two rounds of golf at Quail Creek. All right. I'm going to take the fifth phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You're going to get five-pack to Glen Lakes and a two-pack to Quail Creek. So there you go.
You know, I've gotten a bunch of texts when we were talking about the mental game and different things. I've got some texts from some friends, and they were asking, you know, what books do I, you know, recommend or anything like that. Anything from Bob Rattel is great. You know, golf is... you know, is 90% metal is another good book, but just get on there and you can text us. But here's a dance tip, a golf brain for dummies. Let's just put it this way. Rest is so important for your body and your mind. I mean, it just is. And, you know, when we go out to the golf course, we're out there to try to enjoy ourselves. And sometimes we get in competitive situations, which is always fun. You know, the endorphins kick in, you get excited, you get exhilarated and everything like that. But in order to focus on a golf course, you have to find the ability to decompress when you're not there, when you're at home, to find peace and balance within your work schedule, your child rearing, you know, your relationship, your faith and all those things. So my advice is you want to become a better golfer. Try to just become a better person and just try to relax your brain at home. And things will kind of work out a little bit better for you. So get your body some rest, get your mind some rest, and then, you know, go out and play a little golf.
You know, one thing, and that's real good. I think that's real good advice. One thing I would even add to that is the next time you go to play golf, as you're making that drive to the golf course, just slow down.
Slow down.
Look, everybody's going to – you're going to get mad at traffic. You're going to get behind somebody slow. You'll want to get by them fast. Don't do that. Just slow down, leaving plenty of time to slow down. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what the great Arnold Palmer did, okay? When he went down Magnolia Grove, he always slowed down.
I heard
this. Slow down and just slow your brain down.
Slow down. I heard this. This was something that somebody – and I promised I wouldn't say who it was. But they listen.
Oh, share it with us.
No. They listen. It's just a tip.
Oh, okay.
It leads it right into what you say. But you listen to some good music on the way. You get motivated. 5 minutes before you get to the golf course, complete silence in the car. Just don't nothing. No radio.
Wow.
No music. No talk radio. Just decompress before you get to the golf course and put your hat on when you get out of the car, not while you're in the car.
Nice.
And go to work.
I like that. I like that. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations to Jason Fresh of Mobile. You get the five-pack to Glen Lakes and the two-pack to Quail Creek. Guys, it has been a ton of fun today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week as we'll come to you live from Peninsula Golf Club in Gulf Shores. For Danny Spivey and the whole staff here at Southern Fairways Golf Show, I'm Randy Bergen. Remember, let's go ahead and say a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, buddy.